Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." And this morning I want us to be conscious of not only realizing the precious life-giving breath of God, but also the recognition and remembrance that we are made in the image and likeness of the light. And so this morning we're going to do things a little differently. But first let's bring our attention to our breath. And as you inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and take in the life-giving, energizing gift of spirit. Hold. Gently. And as we take our second deep breath in, bring your attention into your heart cave, sanctuary of the soul. And for a moment, just focus the light of love that our hearts so represent. Ball of light generating in your heart center. And as you breathe in, see that ball of light getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as you breathe out, send that light out into your community. Stretch it out further into your nation. And finally send it out to the rest of the world. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional, not only of this time that we've come together to deepen in our connection to spirit, but let us be intentional that the love that we've just sent out is the light, the love, and the remembrance that we are all interconnected, we are all one with each other, that we are one with spirit. And in a situation and circumstances where we may not know what to do, love always is the answer. Inhale. This morning I'm sharing Psalms 114 for Psalms for Praying and Invitation to Wholeness. Come, all you who have wandered far from the path, who have separated yourselves from love, a banquet is prepared for you in the heart's secret room. There you will find the way home. A welcome ever awaits you. Even as you acknowledge the times you have erred, the forgiveness of the beloved will envelop you. Call upon the beloved when fear arises. When you feel overwhelmed, the eternal listener will heed your cry. You will find strength to face the shadows. Befriend all that is within you. Discover the sacred altar within your heart. Then will abundant blessings enter your home, and you will welcome the divine guest who is ever with you. You are never alone. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, you who are the divine guest at the center of who we are, we consciously come into your presence at this time, opening up our hearts to share the love that is so, that is always with us, the love that is unending and unceasing and unconditional. As we send this love and light into this world, may it do what we cannot do. May it heal, may it bless, may it renew, may it restore. May it bring back into the remembrance of all that love is our reason for being, that love is the core of our essence, that love, love, love is all there is. At this interesting time that we find ourselves, may humanity take the leap to go forward in the way that evolves and not regresses. May this pandemic, this situation that we find ourselves across the globe, be one where we take stock of our lives, of what's important, of all that we have, of all that we are blessed with, and to remember those that are less fortunate than us, and know that everyone can have their needs fulfilled if we give up the right to be greedy, to hoard, and to think that our lives are somehow more precious or special than anyone else's. Divine Beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. For those who are working on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, and everyone in the hospitals, the carers in the homes, the delivery drivers, the post, the fire, the police, the people working in the supermarkets, for everyone that is continuing to work in order that those of us that are on lockdown can be safe. Ask a special blessing upon their lives and their families. Keep them safe. Keep them out of harm's way, that they may be healthy, that they may be safe from anything and everything that may prevent them from doing their work. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. There are many that have lost their lives in this situation and condition, and many that have lost their lives through other circumstances. As they transition home to you, may those that are left behind, their relatives and loved ones, be comforted with the knowing and the awareness that love is eternal, that your spirit has no ending or beginning, that from you we come and from you we shall return. May their hearts be at peace, and may the love that they once knew live on in their memories. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, touch the hearts and minds of our governments, that they may govern with integrity and wisdom, that they will look for the good for the whole country and the whole nations and all nations, that they would see that we are joined together, that we are one kind, humankind, and irrespective of our borders and differences that have been created by ourselves, let us remember we are of you. We are of your spirit, of your life. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. There are not enough words to just share the deep gratitude we have for all that you bless and bestow us with. And we know how blessed and fortunate we are to be safe and sound at these times, to have the food that we have, to be in the homes and be sheltered, to have access to water and all the things we take so much for granted. We hold in our hearts those at this time who do not have these luxuries, and ask that you bless and supply their needs as you continuously bless and supply our every need. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For as our teacher said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give us kingdom. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. So it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as you allow this prayer to resonate within your being. And repeat after me, prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as we allow our prayer of intention to saturate our being. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once more for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessing.
Thank you.